But in the first half, I explained, and I won't go into great detail. I just want to tell you how this weird thing played out. I did have an ink stain on my pants last week. I did take it to a dry cleaner.
And we ridiculed you,
you
Kevin
made
and
fun
I.
of me, and
He's
I'm okay with that.
Taking shorts to a dry cleaner.
I didn't want
yeah,
them to be ruined.
Just wash it.
Most people would have done that. But my fear was, what if I try it on my own, and for some reason I mess it up in my own washing machine, that I have no one but myself to blame. It's my fault that the ink stain was there. I didn't want to hit the daily double and then really ruin them by putting the wrong sort of cleanser on them, you know?
Can I just tell you, it's a white pair of cargo shorts. I don't know the brand, but I bet you $100 you could find them now. It's not like it was this crazy paisley blue suede jacket
right.
that
they're
you,
fairly
is irreplaceable.
Standard. I know, they're fairly standard.
You're cute.
I don't know who makes them. I think I had them specially made. I think I cracked. I think I did. I got a
you got
seamstress.
Them on Etsy?
Yeah. Somebody specially crafted them to my specifications. All right. So here's what happened. I went in and I explained to the lady, and I told you last week, the lady was not too pleased to see me in there because I'm in there almost every week with some sort of a stain of some sort. Usually it's oil, not motor oil. It's usually salad oil, like
oh,
from
this
oil
guy
and vinegar.
Again.
The guy who doesn't know how to put oil and vinegar in his mouth. All right. So I brought them in on Thursday or Friday. Picked them up yesterday, wore
Why
them today.
Why did it take so long for a pair of shorts?
Because they send them to Asia, I think, to do. I think they send them overseas.
It's not like Dunkin' Donuts where the donuts are made elsewhere. They do the
I think
laundering
send,
there.
I'm not sure. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway.
You are so innocent.
I put the pants on. At some point, I put my hand in my pocket because we were on break.
And you like Alanis Morissette.
And I do. And then here's what's in the pocket. Are you ready for this? A ring that does not belong to me, I don't think belongs to any member of my family. And even if it did, let's say that it did, why would they put it in my pants pocket?
Maybe I know she does not, like you.
I know it's not my
Maybe
wife.
Maybe it's a little sign that like, oh,
she
you think I
come,
don't like you, but
here's a diamond ring.
Come back.
Now, it has on there a gemstone that I think is a diamond,
a
isn't
gemstone.
It?
Gemstone.
What
fine.
Is that?
It's, it looks like a diamond, but it could be cubic zirconia.
Could be. It could be.
It's very tiny. It appears to be a pinky ring of sorts.
That's what I think, too.
And it I can't see the 14K on it, and it looks like I see copper coming through it.
Oh, is
so
it? So if
I
it is...
I doubt it's real.
Oh, all right.
It could be, though. I don't have one of those eagle-eye...
The gem thing that you put in your eye to see...
The jeweler eye yeah. socket. The yeah. jeweler Borg, as I like to call it.
Because it does. It resembles the Borg from Star Trek The Next Generation. Now, my next move is, of course, to bring that back into the dry cleaner when I spill something on my pants either today or tomorrow and say, hey, as long as I'm here, does this ring belong to you or one of your staff, right? It would be wrong to, like, why would I keep it? It doesn't fit me.
Yeah, but I would ask if it was one of your girls.
Oh, it could be somebody in my family's. I've never seen this ring before. I would notice it.
Because I know I find various things in Jimmy Mack's shorts and...
Do you want to make that a radio game? Should we have people call in and guess what's in your husband's pants? You want to do that?
He also wears cargo shorts.
Yes.
So there are various pockets. And I know like when he was cleaning the house yesterday and he walks around and all of a sudden you'll find like an action figure or something because he'll pick it up and
oh, yeah.
put it in his pocket because then he'll bring it upstairs and put it back on in the Star Wars room.
Perfectly acceptable.
So... Were you walking around your house and that was out of place and you...
I've never seen this ring before.
You know what scares me?
Hmm.
Somebody was wearing your shorts.
That's what it leads me to believe is that somebody may... Cause
no
you
wonder it took so long.
Unless you were wearing a pair of pants, you wouldn't put something in a pair of pants that were just laying there or you were laundering or full... You wouldn't do it. It's awkward, right?
Somebody wore your pants.
I wonder if they didn't... That's why it took so long.
That's what I said.
I brought them in on Thursday. I'm like, could I get these tomorrow, maybe Saturday? Monday or Tuesday.
No, my nephew, same size.
Right.
You're 100% sure those are your pants and not, like, you know...
Oh, my God. Wouldn't
you know
that be a hoot?
It's funny.
Stand
you
say, up.
Can I tell you why that's strange? When I put them on today, there's a line in them right here, like at the midway.
Those
and I'm
aren't
like,
yours.
These never. I didn't remember this line
oh,
in these pants.
Oh my God!
Those ain't your pants, my friend.
These are not my pants.
Those aren't
are
your pants.
Take those pants off.
I don't think these are.
You didn't have double buttons on the side either. Those
no,
are
I,
not
these are
your
not my pants. They gave me someone else.
Are you really just realizing that these are not yours?
I swear to God.
This is a guy.
Once again, he's standing up at the mic with his hands on his pants.
Bill. I'm not afraid to do that, Steve.
Oh, my God. Those are so
these are not yours.
Are
they? Well, they are now. I gave them
you
to
got
me.
A ring out of it.
Right,
too.
I got a ring and my I got a nice.
Are they nicer because someone else is wearing your pants
no,
right now?
Well, stand up. Can you just turn around? I'm not being sexist or you know HR violating.
Well, whatever.
Can you just turn around? I want to see the back.
Yeah.
Those are so 100% not your
pants. Are they?
Those are flap pockets that are buttoned shut. Those are
all right. There's a line down the middle of them.
Oh my God.
When I tried them on today, I'm like. Wow, they ironed these weird because there's never a line there. But
it never occurred to you they might not be your pants?
No.
No, it takes the voice of reason, Steve Bertrand. And he literally just found out on the air right now. Those
are not mine. Well, that's weird.
No, it isn't. It's your life. There's a ring in the pocket. Oh, that's weird. Wait, that's not my pocket.
Who would put a ring in my pocket? It's hard.
Oh, my God.
What do I do now?
Somebody's wearing Bill Leff's pants right now. We have to put out an APB.
I kind of like these more, but this line
in the
middle
is weird.
Someone else's
butt has been in those pants.
I know. That's uncomfortable.
Those aren't yours.
I can't even rent bowling shoes because I'm like, oh, God, 1,000 people have worn these. I am wearing someone else's pants.
Yeah, probably only one other guy's worn them, though.
I hope so.
All right,
up to now.
You better jump on this pretty quickly.
I know.
They already gave your pants to somebody else because they obvious. You know what scares me? Is
what?
There's another goofball out there that takes their white shorts to the dry cleaner.
Well, that just shows that it's more common than you think.
It's a doppelganger.
Right. I don't know if
you
it was a German man or not.
Just think of it. They'll meet. They'll be friends for life.
Right. This is a buddy movie. Right.
It totally is. Oh, my God. You have to call the cleaner.
If Kevin Hart steals this idea, I swear to you,
I'll sue him. One of those pockets.
In these pockets.
Those pockets
hey, Kevin
are
Hart's in my pocket.
Those you don't even have as many pockets in those shorts.
No, there's not as many, is there?
How would you not know this morning when you put them on?
I don't know. I just, you know... They come back in this bag, and it just looks like a miracle. I sent them out all kind of crumbly, and they came back all straight
with
and
the
clean.
Tiny safety pins, the gold safety pins.
Even, like, I looked where the blue stain was. I'm like, these guys aren't just good. They're really good. Because usually there's some remnant of either the stain or that they've gone out of their way to scrub it and wash it. And there was none of that.
It's a cover-up. They couldn't get the stain out.
They gave me a different
guy's
pants.
So they bought you new pants.
They didn't buy them. They just took them from some other customer.
You've got to call them because someone else has your pants.
They probably buy used pants at estate sales for this very reason.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Well, I'm serious. You have to call them.
I will.
Like now.
Nah.
Not on the air, but you can do it during the commercial break.
It's awkward.
Someone else has the pants that you couldn't think about being without.
Right.
So you took them to the cleaner so
right.
they could clean it.
So play that up, right?
Well, you want your pants back.
I do want my pants back.
Your butt is in foreign territory right now.
Now you're making it sound dirty. It's just uncomfortable.
Can I just tell you, I am not going to group all men like this because I believe Bertrand would notice. You have been in these pants all day and didn't realize they weren't yours.
No, but they're similar enough. Like the color is the same. They're just
different pockets.
The pockets are different. The crease. And all right. They're very different. Now
that
I think about it. Yeah.
Those actually do look better.
They look nice, right? All right. Maybe.
Wait, here's this, Wendy, though. Okay. So, Bill, what was episode 3 of season 2 of Chips about?
Well, as you know, it was a two-parter.
See? Details matter in
right,
certain
that
things
I
in
know.
Life.
All right, that I do know.
Oh, my God, you are a bigger goof than
this
I
is
anticipated.
Crazy.
What did I say? You're the best partner I've ever
yeah,
had on the radio?
You said that. I remember that.